This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Good Monday morning. It is Monday. And more than we care to admit, it's Monday here on WILO. We want to thank our sponsors for letting us be on the air. TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. And there are some good stuff on there. I know one of the additions that was flying out was Red Barn Theater, so you might want to get on there and check and see if we have any of those left. I'm not going to guarantee it. Also, Boone, Carroll, and Clinton County Daily News, your free local online newspapers. The Hoosierland TV live broadcast and also archive broadcast is being brought to you by 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, Sheep's Country Foods, Colligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginn Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoops, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, and you're going to hear from them here in just a little bit, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marchand's Window Tinting, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Avery Home Store, Jerry's Body Shop, Lena's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann's Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. We thank them for letting us bring you the online telecast of Party Line. And if you're watching online, you can see I have guests in the house right now. I have Olivia and Melissa.
Octavia.
I know. I knew I was going to screw up. See, I told you. I told you before we went on the air. It was going to be me.
It's all right.
Octavia and Melissa from the Wesley Manor community. And you guys, holy crap. Your calendar looks like something from a high school calendar where it has all the sports listed, all the different activities listed. There's nothing, you guys don't stop out there.
We try to keep them moving. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, and I get it. I mean, what better way to spend your retirement?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. So what's on the agenda? We're going to make this, for those of you who don't know, we are going to make this a monthly deal where you guys are going to come in every month and we're going to talk about what's going to happen. So we are June 1st, the first day of June.
That's wild.
Isn't it? It's nuts.
Yeah.
I can't believe you were saying off air how fast this year has gone. It has gone crazy.
It's flying by. It's a blur, to be honest.
Well, I know you guys have got a lot on the calendar, but I did want to ask you about, I saw the centenarian. You're the teacher.
Centenarian.
Thank you. I knew.
People
I was,
who have reached age 100 or older.
Yeah. I saw the wall was up.
Yes. We celebrated so cool. that on Friday.
So let's talk a little bit about that and the motivation behind it.
It was a BHI initiative. So they have a centenarian wall at all of our campuses in Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan, where they have facilities. And for Wesley Manor, we currently have 5 centenarians that we honored on Friday. I say currently, we actually had one that moved in, I think, 2 weeks ago. So we're going to be adding 4 more individuals within the next 4 months who will be turning 100. Or we have a new resident who is, I think she's 103.
Wow.
So, yeah, they're doing something right. They're living right.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever asked, you know, what's been their lifestyle throughout their life?
There is a thread. It's generally faith, family, and staying active. So those are usually common trends that we see when we interview them.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And I understand that. I know I've met a few and I've talked to a few, and diet was never one of those things in that list.
No, they never mentioned that. I think they eat what they want, but I hope that's the right way to go.
Well, you always wonder, you know, growing up through those generations and through those years, you know, diet was totally different. Everything was more homegrown and getting back to gardens.
Less processed,
which is kind of cool. You guys have the greenhouse out there, and I know that you guys have, that you grow your flowers. You've already had your flower sale and everything, but do you guys grow any vegetables or anything out there as well?
Yeah, he offered tomato and pepper plants this year, I think, also. And then, of course, over the winter, he allows residents there at the manor to bring in some of their pots if they want to keep those over the winter. And, we maintain those throughout the winter months so that they're ready to go in the spring.
That's cool.
So, yeah.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Well, what else is on the docket for June now?
Well,
I'm going to start because we kick one off today, actually.
Okay, yeah. Go for it.
And we're partnering with Healthy Communities here in Clinton County. And they are coming to the manor, and this is open to the public. So that's one of the main reasons we're here, is to invite people. We want, you know, the community to know that we welcome them to Wesley Manor, and we offer programming and events that we would love for them to partake in. And we begin one today. It's every Monday in June, beginning at 1 p.m. It's called the WISE Program, and it's an acronym for Wellness Initiative for Senior Education. So it celebrates healthy aging. It educates older adults on a variety of topics, including medication use, doing that safely, just the aging process, communicating effectively with your healthcare provider, and then also just how to live that long, healthy lifestyle so that maybe you too can become a centenarian. So, and there's no sign-up required. There's no fee. We would love for anyone to come and join us in our event center, which is right there. You can enter that off the main teardrop at Wesley Manor. And that's every Monday in June, beginning at 1 p.m. So no sign-up required. And you can come to one session or you can come to all five sessions.
You notice she was looking straight at me.
Hey,
I know.
I got the white hair going on,
too. We're pretty close to the same age. Yeah, I know.
We just all want to stay active and healthy. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, I think that's a fantastic program. And I do love the fact, I think there is a misconception that Wesley Manor is a closed campus. And it's not. It's not even close to a closed campus.
No.
With all the programs that you have.
Yep.
So we want to...
Yeah, and also, you know, our therapy pool and our bowling alley, that really draws, you know... groups. We have a group from Lebanon that comes, group of special needs students that come and utilize our bowling alley. We have several seniors that come and utilize our therapy pool or partake in our Tai Chi classes, our yoga classes, or our activity, just, you know, exercise classes. So
We also hosted a lot of the Senior Olympics activities on our campus, too. I know that Melissa's going to talk about that as well, but that was really cool to see as well. For them to come in and use that the bowling alley and use the event center, and it was really cool to see that too.
Yeah, Cindy and I participated. That was interesting. I don't know how she did, but I got blown out really quickly.
Well, so. you need to choose the events where there's only three people, like I did.
I gotta quit letting her choose the events.
And then you medal regardless. You know, if you're only one of three, you know, you medal. So
yeah. I'm not, my deal is I'm just not the competitive type, so it really doesn't matter to me. I think it's a good hang.
Yeah.
If nothing else, just to visit. And I enjoy, and I always have from the time I was a kid, I've always enjoyed sitting down with seniors, and now that I technically am one, I've just always enjoyed that, the conversations and what you can learn through their experiences and everything. So that's another reason why I think it's such a great atmosphere that you guys are such an open campus and have all these programs.
Yep.
So what else is coming up? I mean...
Well, we do have the closing ceremony tomorrow evening to celebrate the end of the Senior Olympics. So we're grateful to Dan Genda Funeral Homes. They sponsor that every month or every year, the whole month of May. So that's been a real joy. We've had several of our residents partake in that. So we appreciate that.
I know you've got other, you guys have art programs, you have all kinds, you have music program, and you've got a concert series this summer.
I do. I'm going to talk about that.
A little bit of everything, but you also recently had some open houses as far as being able to come in and see some of the new facilities, because you're doing a lot of remodeling out there as well.
Yeah, so our open house on May 3rd went very well. Thank you to all the folks who came out and spent some time with us and seen some of these renovations and some of these newer units that are getting done or very, very close to done. We currently have 3 homes that are completely finished and ready for someone to take them and enjoy them, because the renovations are so beautiful. I mean, all new paint, flooring. We've changed the floor plans a little bit. It's very exciting. So,
again, we're talking with Melissa Robertson and Octavia Trent here from Wesley Manor. Talk about how that works. How does somebody get into a home?
Yeah,
at the manor.
So, typically, they give me a call first. So my number is 765-656-2105. And that's when they put their initial inquiry in. You know, we're happy to help with any information. And then one of our awesome sales directors, Jody or Jennifer, takes it from there and gives you all information you need, tour the homes, pick your home, put a deposit, all the great things. And that process is... We're just here to help and make it as smooth as possible. It's a really big decision that folks make, and we're here to serve.
So then are they purchasing that home, or are they renting that home? I mean, how does that part of it work?
Okay, yeah. So we have several different financial options at Wesley Manor. We do offer the continuing care contracts, and then we do offer a rental as well, which is just a month-to-month.
Now, that's innovative. Well, I don't want to say innovative, but that's something that most places don't offer.
Correct. Right? We're very thankful to be a full service campus. So we have the village, obviously, and then we have the residential apartments that you can be independent or assisted living in. And in your apartment, if you're independent and then you need nursing care, you know, in 2 years from now, you don't really have to move apartments and nursing will come to you. And then we have our full rehab, then therapy, long-term, and we also have 2 memory care units. So very grateful to be able to offer everything in one campus.
Yeah, most definitely, because a lot of times your families are searching for the right fit, and they end up having to move their loved one to, as the course of maybe an illness or, you know, a condition, especially like Alzheimer's or dementia, as things progress, they're having to move their loved one 4 and 5 times, and maybe to different facilities. And that's not only stressful on the family, but that is tremendously stressful on the person themselves, the patient, and their loved ones. So for you guys to have an all-inclusive campus, that's rare and hard to find. And we are very fortunate to have that here in Clinton County. So what's on the agenda for residents? I mean, you guys are constantly doing something.
Well, for residents, and again, a community event, part of our Strong Her program, which is a women's health, wellness and lifestyle initiative. This month, actually, on June the 9th, we have local author Susan Rook that's coming to speak about her book that she recently published. And so she's going to speak with our residents over in our health center at 1:30 in Harmony Hall. And then she'll be at the event center at 3 o'clock on Tuesday, June the 9th. And again, if you've not heard Susan speak about her book, we would love for you to come and listen to that. And she will have copies of her book available for sale. So we're interested, you know, to hear what she has to share with our community.
Yeah, it's a really cute book.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
Good.
It is a really cute book.
And then, of course, you mentioned our summer concert series.
Yep.
So June the 18th, that's a Thursday at 2 o'clock, we have Cole Woodruff coming to perform an outdoor concert. That will be on the kind of what I call the backside of Wesley Manor, where the Health Center Pavilion entrance is located. And Cole will perform, he does a variety of genres. He does country, he does gospel, he throws in some pop, and our residents just love him. So,
Yeah, that sounds like a great time.
American Porkers is going to be on site from 10:30 to 1:30 before the concert. So come eat, listen to some good music, have some good times.
Bring your chairs.
Bring your lawn chairs. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
And yeah, pray for sunshine. That's all right.
Yeah, no kidding. It's been kind of iffy here just the last, well, let's face it, the whole month of May was not a washout, but it was definitely iffy for sure.
And I think I talked about this the last time I was here. Our summer concert series in July, we have the West Winds big band. I think they're a 15 or 17 piece band, and they do hits a little bit more of like 40s, 50s.
Yeah, I've heard them before, but no, big band.
Big band.
Big band.
And they will be on the front lawn outside our event center.
Oh, yeah.
They're on the teardrop. So, again, welcome. Open to the public. We'll talk more about that one when we come back next month. And
Well,
these are free.
And everything you have lined up for the concert series is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, the one you had here in May was fantastic. And then here you got June coming. Cole Woodruff, he is really good. And every once in a while you can catch him with a request because he's that knowledgeable of music. Yeah. So it's great. And then, the West Winds, believe it or not, that's my cup of tea. I love big band music.
There you go.
I love it. So, little Count Basie.
Yeah.
All of it.
Mm-hmm. And in August, we are having our car show, TNT. We partner with them, TNT Car Shows, and we'll be having that August 16th on a Sunday afternoon. So last year was kind of our first big organized car show that I think we tried to pull off. We've had some in the past, but...
Yeah, last year it was awesome. I couldn't believe the amount of the turnout we had and just the amount of cars to show. They were so cool, and our residents were having a blast.
Well, and you have such a great outdoor area.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of room there.
Our campus is beautiful.
To be able to do it. And then you can sit there, and as you're listening to music, watch the deer go by.
And the coons.
And the cats. Hey, they like it.
We'll be posting more information about our car show and how you can sign up for that. And we appreciate Goodwin and Archer Weston Funeral Homes. They're a large sponsor for our car show, so we're grateful for their community support as well.
Yeah, that'll be cool. And we'll be putting that, as when they get their information, they get it to us, we'll get it put up on the website so that you can just go in and get to it and print it off and have all the information and get signed up for the car show.
And we have such strong community support. We're very grateful to all of those individuals who contact Wesley Manor, either through they want to volunteer or they have talents and gifts that they want to share. The Clinton County Orchestra is coming to Wesley Manor on Saturday, June 27th at 2 o'clock in our event center, and they're going to perform a patriotic program. They're bringing their full orchestra for this event, which I think can be anywhere from 10 to 15 or 17.
Yeah.
And sometimes they come and bring just a small group, like a quartet. But I think the goal this time is to bring the entire orchestra. So that'll be June 27th. That's on a Saturday afternoon.
It's
so
just in time for
right before the
4th of July.
You got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good timing.
Great. So. Yeah, I was going to say, great way to get people in the mood and ready for it.
Mm-hmm. So. And I know, and Octavia, with marketing, they have some events coming up, too.
So I do also want to share something that's very exciting. We have our blood drive coming up on July 1st. We did change the times this year to try to catch more folks. We knew that needed adjusted, so we're going to do 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and it'll be in the event center again, July 1st. And all of these flyers that we're talking about will be posted on our Facebook as well, Wesley Manor Retirement Community. We're very excited because that community event's always a lot of fun, and we're just very happy to be able to give back to the community in such a big way as well. So,
well, and it's so important. I mean, it's been publicized quite a bit that there is a shortage of blood and any type, even type O, which is the most common, most popular, is even in short supply.
Yeah.
So, yeah, encourage anybody and everybody. Now, do they need to sign up early? Will there be the possibility of walk-ins?
Yeah, so you can sign up at redcrossblood.org. Also, there is a QR code on the flyer that will be posted, and the flyer will also be around our building for folks that are coming in and out who just want to scan that QR code real quick and get signed up. So,
and we'll make sure we get all of this up on the websites. Again, we're talking with Octavia Trent and Melissa Robertson from Wesley Manor Retirement Community about everything that they have going on. I mean, the place is always rocking. I'm surprised the lights even go out. And some of them probably don't.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think they do. Yeah.
So, but a lot of things going on. So, okay, we're kicking off. We have the WISE program tonight. This afternoon at 1.
Correct.
I'm trying to go off my memory here. Mm-hmm. And then you've got, of course, the concert series coming up. But then you also have your women's program coming up, the HERS program coming up. You've got the blood drive coming up. You've got, what am I missing? I know I'm missing stuff because you guys have so much going on that I can't keep up.
I think maybe you covered.
Did I get it?
I think. You're good.
Hey. Yeah. Well, the brain's not gone yet then.
Yeah.
We're doing good. But all kinds of programs going on. And the public is welcome. And that's what we want to stress. We want to make sure that everybody understands that you can attend. All these programs are open to the public. Music is going to be on the back lawn this month.
Mm-hmm.
And then the big band series next month will be on the front teardrop.
You got it.
So,
yep.
Mm-hmm. Yippee, yippee.
Yeah. And, you know, we are going to be, the Community Foundation is celebrating, I think, their 30th year.
Yes.
And so we are going to be a part of that. That's on June the 11th.
Right.
Downtown, I think it starts at 6 p.m.
Yeah, so. I think Cindy's going to be there with her. We're actually going to be there. The station's going to be there. Okay. So.
And we're going to have a table set up. So, yeah, if you have any questions or about our activities or even about housing or, you know, being a part of Wesley Manor community, you can drop by our booth at the Community Foundation event on June the 11th. So we'd look forward to meeting you and talking with you there.
Yeah,
also.
I mean, there's so many opportunities at Wesley Manor. And again, like you talked about, not only, even if you're not at that point in your life where you're ready for that type of community, but you also have so many other things, like all these programs that are going on. But again, the therapy programs, the exercise programs. Tai Chi? I did not realize you guys were doing Tai Chi out there.
Yes, we are.
I keep thinking about it.
Yeah.
Haven't made it. Okay, you and I are about the same age. So what's some of the things that excite you about? I mean, I know you work there and you enjoy the residents because that's the type of person you are. You've always been a people person.
I like those. Yeah.
So, but what's some of the things that you as a person, not as an employee or anything, what's some of the things that you like about Wesley Manor?
I think the number one thing that I like is, you know, we are that's kind of small type community. When you compare us to some of the other BHI facilities, it is a very homey atmosphere. Our staff are very, very dedicated. We have a very low turnover rate there. We have people that have been there 20, 30 years. So they're very committed, I think, to the community at whole, but they're very committed to serving the residents at the manor. It is a gift, I think, working with the elderly and working with seniors. But again, our seniors, that some of our new seniors that are coming in have not been raised in the same type of environment that,
right,
you know, some of our centenarians have been.
Yeah.
So we're finding that even the type of music that some of our younger seniors are geared towards is very different than what some of our other seniors are looking at. So I enjoy, you know, trying to meet individual requests and needs. And it's because they'll tell you what they like and what they don't like.
Yes, they will.
Yeah, at a certain point you reach that, they're not filtered anymore.
Yeah, but I think that's one of the things that I enjoy the most is just the care that's provided there and the homey family type environment. Because for our residents, this is their home, and we want to make it feel that way as much as we possibly can.
Well, I love the fact that they have craft circles and knitting circles and, you know, crocheting, you know.
We have a great wood shop. We have a very beautiful wood shop with all kinds of tools.
Yeah, I got to see that.
We also just recently renovated the bowling alley a little bit, actually, with new flooring, and we renovated the outside of the chapel area, put some new sidewalks in, and something that's very exciting for our residents out in the village, especially, we just added a dog park. So we're constantly adding and meeting needs of our residents, and we take the time to pay attention and to their request, like Melissa said, and what they want, and I think that's very cool as well.
Yeah, it's a great place to like I said, even if you're not ready to make that kind of a commitment, it's still a great place to hang.
Yeah.
And a great community to get a good conversation.
And even if you're not ready to move into a community like Wesley Manor or, you know, hang out there, just getting the information so you know the process, what it's about, what we offer, all of our amenities, it's good just to know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. Well, go back over the program again that's going to be this afternoon at 1 o'clock.
The WISE program. Mm-hmm. That is with Clinton County, Healthy Communities of Clinton County. And again, it's going to cover like healthy aging, medication usage, the aging process, just overall, how to have those conversations with your healthcare providers. It's a 5-week program, but again, you don't have to attend every session. And she did tell me that they're going to give out free prizes too, so there's gifts involved. Yeah.
Well, that, you don't want to miss that. That's a draw right there, isn't it? Yeah. No, I love the fact that you guys are doing the programs for health, and not just health in general, but then also having the HERS program for women, because women age, I mean, let's face it, we're all different anyway, but women age differently than what men do.
Yeah, and I think at most of the BHI facilities, you'll find there's probably a higher percentage of female residents than male residents.
Yeah.
So this initiative was kind of focused on meeting, again, kind of the clientele that we have.
Yeah, and I mean, there's studies out there that say women can live, you know, on average 5 to 6 years longer than men. So,
yeah. Although with our centenarians, we did have, I think we had 2 males and 3 females. So it was pretty well balanced.
Yeah. I still think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think that is a really cool program. Well, I mean, for everything that Wesley Manor offers, I encourage people who are listening, get out there, check it out, check out these programs. Go out there, get the information for Wesley Manor if it's something that you're thinking about. And I don't care how old you are, one of these days you're going to hit that. And you need to have all the information ahead of time. You don't want to be slammed with it, you know, at the last minute. So get out there, visit the facility, see everything, and that way you're educated when the time comes, and then go out and just have a good hang.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot going on.
It's always fun at Wesley Manor.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish, you know, a lot of times Cindy and I don't have the chance to get out there and actually spend some time and just sit and hang. And I wish we did have more of that. So I encourage everybody get out there to the WISE program at 1 p.m. today. And then check out their Facebook page, Wesley Manor Facebook page, and also check out our website, CCDN, Boone County, Carroll County Daily News. We will have all that information. All the flyers will be put up, and we will keep you up to date on everything going on. Octavia, Melissa, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate you. It's great to talk to you anyway, but it's so much more fun when you're here in the studio. So we appreciate you taking time out of your day to come into the studio and talk with us.
No problem. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. We look forward to coming back next month, and we'll talk about what we've got going on in July.
Yep. Yeah. No, okay. I think this is a great idea, and to have you guys on monthly, because let's face it, that calendar is jam-packed. So, all right. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with open phone lines on the second half of Party Line on WILO and Boone 102.7.